Chapter 3. The Robbery. I got up with my uncle at 5 a.m. the next day. By the time we had finished milking the cows, cleaning the barn, and collecting eggs from the chickens, it was 8 a.m. I was pretty tired. My uncle's friend Bill knocked at the door. "Morning, Roger. Got any fresh eggs for sale today?" "Sure, Bill. Is a dozen okay?" "Yes, that'd be great. Did you hear there was another jewel robbery last night?"
"A robbery? Where?"
I suddenly felt awake.
"At the O'Toole's house in Rostown, just across the bay. That's the 7th robbery in the past 4 months. Jack O'Toole's in the hospital."
"What? Was he badly hurt?"
"I'm not sure. He was hit over the head. His wife came home and found him on the kitchen floor. All her jewellery was gone, diamond rings, a pearl necklace, and some ruby earrings."
"Oh, my. Did anyone see the robber?"
"No, not his face. But a neighbour noticed a strange man on the street that night, at about 9 p.m. He was wearing a red and blue Loggers baseball cap.